We have 6 hot new music videos plus Lil Will in studio. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned into Black Hollywood Live. The beat.
Danny, I'd like to take you on a few exotic trips. Danny, you wack as hell. I know somebody wrote that.
But why you always on my...
Danny, I love you, baby.
Danny, you make me sick.
Danny, I wanna take you on a few exotic trips. Danny, you wack as hell. I know that Joey wrote that shit.
But why they always on my... Something they write when they rapping. Something they write when they rapping. Oh, they are not lyrical. It made me miserable. I'm being critical. I want some breakfast. I want to eat rappers like cereal. I do this every day. Never run out of material. I'm better than mainstream rappers that you be like hearing all up in your stereo. I don't know. But I've been real so long, it look like fake to ya. But I be late to ya. And fuck a studio. I dropped the mixtape and I did it from my web. Did it from my web. And they been fake so long, it look like real to ya. How these rappers gonna appeal to ya? I ain't need a studio, cause I done gave you skills from my web.
Let's go.
Views from my way.
Hey, Danny Devastation. Shout out to the freestyle queen. Happy birthday, boo.
She's dope.
All right, but we ain't gonna do Will, honey. I've been knowing you for too long. We need to raise the vocals up.
Hey, man.
What up, y'all? Welcome to Black Hollywood Lives, The Beat. It's your boy DJ Jesse J here in studio. We was gonna cancel the show today because I was supposed to be out of town, but you know what happened?
Jesse's here.
So we was like, you know what? We gonna do a goddamn show, and I brought the homie Lil Will.
Hey, man. We in here, man. We in here,
finally, because I've been trying to talk to you.
I know, bro. I know, bro. I feel like,
and I was like, you sent me a half-assed video.
Hey man, look.
It was like 5 seconds.
I like my videos, man.
What was that five second clip? I was like, sir, this is, and then something real one. I was like, what the fuck am I
doing?
Yeah, right.
Yo, that's yo. I'm still not good with iCloud, man. I'm still not good with iCloud. That's horrible. I suck.
That's fine. All right, brought in the popular demand cups over here.
Hey man.
You know what I'm saying?
Ooh. Gotta keep myself calm.
How you doing?
All right. Keep myself calm.
Welcome.
What's going on, man?
Happy birthday, first and foremost, to Danny Devastation. Woo! We need to come in with that. So Danny's from New York. We love her here. She is a freestyle queen. She just goes in her car. Her boyfriend puts a beat on. She just freestyles. And that's
what I thought she was dope. I thought she was dope. I gotta look her up after this.
Oh, it's all like it'll be like a wormhole. Like you'll just be on there for hours listening.
Yeah, like that was intriguing. I like her voice and stuff.
Danny, come on out here, girl.
Yeah,
we miss
Danny,
you.
What's good?
All right, so we're going to play some new music videos.
Okay, for sure.
As I was going through some of the artists that I was looking at, I don't know how it kind of happened like this, but it's going to be an estrogen-filled show.
Okay.
All right. Enough,
I like estrogen.
I was going to play that Kendrick Lamar Element. I chose not to play that one because, you know, Kendrick always going to get the views.
Yeah,
so, you know,
we got enough of Kendrick.
Let him have those views. So make sure you guys check out Kendrick Lamar Element. But here on this show, we're going to showcase, you know what I mean, for some people who may not get them.
Yeah.
So first and foremost, we have this girl. Her name is Nikki, N-I-K-I. Okay. And the song is called See You Never. Take a look.
Let's go, Nikki.
Nikki, See You Never. I like the like lullabiness to it.
Yo, where do you find these people, Jesse?
I just be searching.
Yo, Jesse.
She actually just, I, this was a last minute ad. I was just like, we have to play this because it's just like.
Yo, she's dope.
It's like you think voice. She's gonna go somewhere and she takes you someplace.
Yeah, she went completely different than what I thought she was gonna go.
Yeah,
like that wasn't what I expected from her, but I love that.
I'm
love
so
that.
Here for it, and I love that she just calls herself Nikki. Yeah, Nikki, it's probably gonna be it. Hard for your branding, but I'm here.
Hey man, you know what? Man, she'll figure it out. Maybe she had like a letter to her name or something, like Nikki B or Nikki C or just Nikki.
Something.
Just Nikki.
Just Nikki.
Just Nikki.
Because maybe the Minaj was just a mirage all this time. all right, let's talk about it. Where all right, is? So you've been signed with Drummer Boy for quite some time, since I've known you.
Yeah, man, since 2014, I think. Yeah, 2014, yeah. I've been signed with Drummer Boy for a couple of years now.
And what's that kind of been like, kind of being involved with his team, like going from kind of on your own to...
Yeah, it's been dope, man. I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot through the whole experience. Like, I can say, honestly, working with Drummer Boy, because... I feel like the reason why I feel like I was best working with Drummer Boy because he's like an underdog in a way. He's an underdog, but he's not an underdog, if that makes sense, because he makes, like, he has made so many hits and people just don't know that he's produced it. You know what I'm saying? Because a Drummer Boy comes from a time where, I'm not like he's old or something, but like when Drummer was really doing his thing, it like now it's like producers are like celebrities.
Early 30s, huh?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I have this thing with SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Because for me, when I first started DJing, it was turntables.
Yeah.
I wasn't on like line.
Right. Yeah, that's his thing, man. Because now, like, you know, we got the Muzzin on the beat or the Mike Will, you know, Drummer Boy didn't come from that time. You know what I'm saying? So when he was doing Shouty with T-Pain, yep. and you know, he was doing Put On For My City and No Hands and all these tracks, it wasn't like he was saying Drummer Boy. You know what I'm saying? So like Drummer Boy has so many hits, man, and a lot of people just don't know and everything. So I think now is the time where he's trying to, you know, put himself out there more and everything like that, because he deserves it, man. He he's taught me a lot, man. He's taught me. You know,
it's so funny you say that, because I go back and forth, because one thing I hate as a DJ, and I swore to myself I would not be that kind of a DJ, was when people drop these mixtapes.
Yeah.
And all you hear on it. DJ drama.
DJ.
K-Swiss.
DJ Ketchup.
The baddest trail, yeah.
Oh, you thought this was music? Yeah. This is not real music.
We the best.
We get it, man. We understand, man.
I can't even actually enjoy the song.
Right, yeah, man. Like, they'll try and drop an exclusive, and they'll be like, we're dropping an exclusive.
DJ Envy.
Oh, yeah, this is Jay-Z. Hold on. Bring it back.
My brain is fried right now. What's that? Oh, my God. New York DJ. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Man,
see, Funkmaster Flex.
No. Younger. DJ,
but
around kind of the same time.
DJ Envy.
No. Okay, we're stopping. Oh my God, man.
We're stopping.
Clue. DJ Clue. There
DJ Clue. I'm sorry, Clue.
His drops used to... Yeah. I loved him.
Yeah.
Several reasons that we don't have to talk about.
DJ Clue's the best.
But... His drops used to annoy the fuck out of me. Like, oh, and so, but to hear a Drummer Boy, like, that's a producer right there.
Yeah, man.
When you don't have to, like,
yeah,
you know, Mustard, like, DJ Mustard's like, we don't need you to say buzzing on the beat, ho.
Because right.
When I hear your song, I know. But I guess you have to do it because people out here bite in. And
yeah,
like,
man. Drummer Boy is actually, and this is not biased, man, but Drummer Boy is actually, like, the most bitten producer I've ever seen, man.
Totally
because,
right.
like, he. The way he produces tracks and the way he does drums, a lot of people like Mike Will or Lex, like a lot of cats came and they try to do his thing, man. Like right now, Drummer Boy is actually buzzing on the internet right now because he called out R. Kelly today.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah, because R. Kelly actually reproduced a Drummer Boy's track on T.I.'s album and put it on a Whitney Houston album. And Drummer Boy put him on blast today, man, and it's kind of crazy because it's the exact same track. It's the exact same track, it's just in a higher key. It's the exact same track. It's the exact same track.
Wait, he did it for T.I.?
Yeah, Drummer Boy did a track for T.I. and went on his Paper Trail album.
Yep.
And R. Kelly did a track for Whitney Houston, but it's the exact same track. Like, when you hear it, it's the exact same track. It's almost kind of scary that he's that bold. So shout out to Drummer Boy, man, because he's like, I'm tired of being silent about, you know, people taking
go ahead,
style.
Drummer. Pull a Rob Kardashian on.
Hey, man, pull a Rob Kardashian.
Wait a receipt.
Yo, what about Rob Kardashian, man? That's, yo, shout out to Rob.
Thank you. I'm just so floored. Like, here's the thing. No, Rob, you're as a grown man, don't put... I'm sorry I'm even having this conversation, but I just had it out there.
You got to.
As a grown man...
Yes.
I'm upset that you sat out here and put, you know, a woman's body out there like that. Yep. And your child's going to see, you know, the things that you were upset about.
Yep, yep.
But all these people posting Black China, like, mood...
What is happening?
So your mood is that you want to sleep with two different men,
yo,
have children with them, rob them, and then...
Yeah. What's with that?
See, with if that? I'm going to be mood, I would zoom in on the white lawyer lady's face next to Black China because she the one playing motherfuckers out here.
Exactly, bro. Like, my thing is, she was on Good Morning America. Black China's on Good Morning America, bro. We have real issues going on.
And Donald Trump is in office. And
Donald
Paris
Trump
Hilton
is
just
in
dropped
the president.
A track called Summer Rae.
But Black China was on Good Morning America. I don't know what's going on in the world anymore.
No, even when Wendy Williams is questioning why Black China is on.
Wendy Williams,
you know,
questions you.
Different platforms for different things. All right, but I want to show this next video more serious tone.
Sorry,
man. And I know, you know. We typically, you know, like to show place a platform for young black artists, but I needed to throw this in there because this, I mean, for me, moved my spirit. So Kesha,
okay,
you know her and the whole Dr. Luke thing,
right.
So for anyone out there who doesn't know, basically Kesha had been signed with Dr. Luke under the label, and she has to produce. I want to say it's like 5 albums or something along that, which is why we got a lot of re-releases with her.
Uh-huh.
I actually want to say it was like 7 or something.
Yeah.
Why we got a lot of re-releases, remixed albums and all this stuff, because she was trying to fill this quota so she could get away from Dr. Luke, because apparently he had some inappropriate situations. She had raped him. He had raped her.
Yeah.
She had told the studio about this. They didn't care.
Yeah.
And basically were like, girl, you signed the contract.
Yeah.
You're signed to this. So a bunch of celebrities came out to her, she had been wanting to work with them, different artists, but he would put a stop to it.
Yeah.
He put a stop to her performing at, I forget what award show it was, and also showing up at a carpet.
Yeah, I think it was like Latin Music Awards, something like that. Yeah, so I heard about that.
So, this album the other day shows up on my iTunes, and I'm like, what? And it says, no longer can play in your country anymore.
Wow.
So the album is called Rainbow.
Okay.
And the only song that played was called Praying.
Okay.
And now people are questioning if this is actually an illegal album because they don't know if she did it with him, under him, or whatever the case is. I say this. If she releases it and he makes money off it, good. Let him. This is the song he needs. It's like Adele's Hello.
Oh, man.
It's me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So basically, she came out here and she put this video together and gave you a Lemonade album in a song. And I think it's just so fitting. And what I love about this is that Kesha's been gone for so long.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she's grown vocally.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like she's still stayed on brand with what we've seen of Kesha. So take
a
look. The song is called Praying.
Let's check it out, Kesha.
No more monsters, I can breathe again. And you said that I was done. Well, you were wrong, and now the best is yet to come. 'Cause I can make it on my own.
Praying.
Wow.
What do you think about that?
That's actually, this does not sound disrespectful. This is the best I've heard Kesha in a long time.
100%.
Yeah, that's like, that's I don't mean it in a bad way. Well, it's
interesting because I always have this conversation. I heard, I can't remember if it was out of the Kardashians' camp or if it was Britney Spears' camp. Mm-hmm. But there's this thing in Hollywood where a lot of females, they speak in a higher register because it's softer. It's a less intimidating tone.
Right, right, yes.
And that's why, like, not that she is an amazing singer, but if you've ever heard the pop version of what Britney sings to what when she actually sings, her register is lower. But musically, and the same thing with Kesha. When you think about those pop hits that they were putting out, it was TikTok.
Right.
Now she has, like, they're letting that soul kind of.
And it sounds better for her, man. I think that's the lane she should try to go, man. If she's trying to make a real strong comeback, that would be the best route for her to go right now. You know what I'm saying?
And, I mean, just lyrically, this is a.
Oh, yeah.
This is an American ballad. Like, to me, this song has the potential of lasting in music history. Because it's just very well written. It's simple. It's clean.
Yeah. Like, it's from the heart, too. Yeah. It's very from the heart. You know, she sounds hurt. But in a good way from her.
All right. Now, Drummer Boy isn't the only kind of big celebrity you're attached to, because you're attached to Lil Jon, too, because now DJ Young Slade, who is
DJ
his son,
Young Slade,
he's now officially your DJ.
Yeah, man, we're like a duo. We're a duo. We're like the new Fresh Prince and Jazzy Jeff, you know what I'm saying? So that's my guy, man. That's like my best friend in real life, so it's not fake.
So
it's
isn't like you guys linked up after, but you guys
Man, like we actually knew each other for a while before we linked up. We knew each other, but we never spoke. You know what I mean? It was just like, oh, okay, that's Lil Jon's son. So I'm thinking, you know, he's probably like some little asshole. You know what I mean? Because he's like, oh, you're probably just some little rich kid. And then I seen him at, he came to my brunch, and he was just by himself. And I was like, why is he just sitting by himself? And, you know, we end up talking, man, and we find out we had a lot of stuff in common. You know what I mean? We like Dragon Ball Z, and we like nerds like that. You know what I'm saying? So a whole bunch of other stuff, man, and that built to like, yeah, man, I should be your DJ. And I was like, yeah, man, because I think, you know, people don't appreciate the DJ enough. You know what I mean? And I love having DJs part of my set and part of my, like, it just brings more to a show, man. Because when I think, when you just go up there and just rap, it's cool. You know what I mean? But because, you know, rappers aren't like R&B singers, so you can't really like do dance moves and stuff. So I feel like having a DJ brings more to my it brings a little more to it, man. And you know, that's my guy, man.
Is he like turnt like John?
No, he's the exact opposite, man. That's the thing. Like I'm the hype one. I'm the hype one. He's more. You know, he's more cool like that. You know what I'm saying? So he's the exact opposite of his
dad. Really? Yeah, he's probably like, I've been watching my dad doing this too long.
Yeah, man. No, real talk, man. Because I remember I found him. I was like, yeah, man, you know, we're going to be lit. And he's like, yeah, we're going to be lit. I'm like, what? And, you know, his dad has been hella cool. Like, learning from Lil Jon, you know, him, you know. And like I said, when I first met him, man, I was like, kind of starstruck, man. Because I'm from the South, man.
It's like
Lil Jon. So I met him. I was like, he's like, all right, man, you're going to meet my dad. I was like, all right, cool. All right. I'm going to just be like, yeah. No, I'm not going to say yeah. I'm like, yeah. Okay. And I was like, hey, man, what's going on, Little Will? He's like, what's up? I was like, damn, he doesn't like me. I was like, he doesn't like me. But he was getting ready for his show. And then, you know, he performed. And afterwards, he was like, hey, man, you know, my son really admires you. And so, you know, he doesn't have a lot of friends. So I respect that. And, you know, I was like, dang, man, Lil Jon gave me a compliment. I was like, yeah, I'm making it. And, you know, he saw me perform. And, you know, his people saw me perform. He told me I was dope, man. So getting cosigns from, like, Lil Jon. And he just had a show out here 2 weeks. You know, he just dropped a track in the pit. Is that right now? Is the guy like a billion streams or some stuff? He's in Barcelona right now. Lil Jon stays touring, man. He's in Barcelona right now on tour. So, he's dope, man. Lil Jon.
No, I'll never forget. We did it here at BHL. We went to Vegas, and it was Calvin Harris.
Mm-hmm.
At like excess or something like
that.
We didn't know it was gonna happen. All of a sudden, all the lights shut off and like this laser show comes on. Like, what the fuck?
Right.
And we're just here and we're like, oh wow, this is fucking cool. Every Rihanna song, everything. And then all of a sudden, we think the club's gonna be done now.
Yeah.
Calvin Harris just fucking performed.
Right.
Lil Jon comes out.
Wow.
And when I tell you, Because, I mean, when you hear, what's a Calvin Harris and Rihanna song, like, this is what I am, whatever.
Yeah.
When you hear that in a club, right. You're like, oh shit.
It's over, right. It's the shit.
Nothing can get better than this.
Nothing can better.
Then Lil Jon gets behind the turntables. And
man.
I feel like he's probably a very quiet person in real life.
He is very quiet.
And just lets that out.
He is very quiet. I actually love
to talk to him. I feel like I'm very much similar to that.
I promise you, I'm gonna have to bring Lil Jon up here, man.
And we gotta get Young Slade up here.
Yeah, we gotta get Slade up here.
Actually, I thought he was supposed to come.
Yeah, he was supposed to come. So Slade, I'm putting you on blast. You were supposed to be up here with me, and you're not up here.
The business.
So, yeah.
Exactly. That's fine. I'll be around the block.
You're around the block, man.
Now, you toured Cancun. Did he?
Yeah, man. Best experience of my life. Best experience of my life going to Cancun.
I'm sure there's lots of vagina stories.
Yo, man, too many. I'll tell you off the air.
Well, that's so fun. Everyone, tell us one good gonorrhea story.
No. I'm gonna tell you a story. It's like, all right. So look, when we got there. So we was performing all week.
Well, let's be professional first. What's the name of the tour?
I'm sorry. You know,
let's
saying,
act like shout, we're on
shout
a show.
Shout out to the Student City Company because they threw this. They actually throw spring break concerts every year, and this is like their 20th year doing it or whatever. So they reached out to us, you know, and asked us could we come out and perform because they already have them, Lil Jon. So they said, "Hey, man, you guys perform too? We seen you guys do thing." I was like, "Hell yeah, man! I've never been to fucking Mexico. Let's go!" So we went out there. At first, it was hot as hell, but we get out there and they let us stay at the resort. Man, everything was paid for. You know, free food, everything. Man, it was like, I'm like, okay, cool. This is what the superstar life is like. Okay. We meet this girl. I'll never forget her. I'm not going to say her name. I'll meet this girl. And the first thing she says to me, we're walking out of the hotel. She's like, hey, you guys got any Coke? And I was like, no, I don't have any. And she said it so loud. And I was just like, what's wrong with you? She's like, you guys don't have any this? And then her, I guess it's her. I still to this day don't know if it was her boyfriend or whatever. But the guy comes up. He said, hey, you guys ain't got any of this? I'll give you that. And I was like...
Like her?
Her? I was like, her? And he was like, yeah. I was like, bro, we really don't have Coke. No. We really don't have Coke, bro. So it's not really a fair trade. It's not really a...
These are the people reposting Black China.
These are the people reposting Black China, man. And it was bad because they stayed in the resort and they stayed like right under us. Like, so, yeah.
So now the movie would be...
Yeah, so...
Wait, there's more to this?
No, I don't want to tell the rest.
Are you serious? Because if it's what I think, if I was there, I would have encouraged you guys to take a bag of sugar down there.
Ooh, man.
And I would have been like, fuck his wife.
Man, look.
And let him get high off pixie dust.
All I know is sand in Cancun looks
wait,
a lot
no,
like...
you cannot do that. How did you get her? What happened?
So
you got him
she
coke.
She saw us perform.
We don't have
She saw us perform. Uh-huh. And, you know, she saw us perform, and she was like, oh, my God, I know you guys were performing. You know, I just thought you guys – I said, okay, so you just saw two Black guys, and you thought we had coke. She's like, oh, no. I'm like, no, that's yeah. what – that's
which
that's
is funny because I would totally think white people.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I was just like, you know, it's okay. She's like, okay, so can I come back to the room and everything? And then her boyfriend's like, yeah, go take her. Yeah, that's my girl. And he was like on Snapchat, yeah, the DJs are going to go with my girlfriend. And,
see,
and
there's a tab and, for you on Pornhub,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, man. So, yo, Cancun's amazing, man. Cancun was amazing, man. 20,000 people every day. And, yeah, it was kind of crazy. I can't wait to go back. I'm going back next year, so. Yeah, I got some stories. I'll just tell you off the air.
Well, all right.
I love Cancun. Shout out to Cancun, man. And the people.
Shout out to Cancun. All right. We're going to show you guys this next video. I just have like a whole bunch of images in my head.
Jesse's horrible.
They're called Run the Jewels.
Okay, yeah, I messed with Run the Jewels.
I really threw this one in there because I was like, felt like your vibe
Yeah.
I was like, it might be too many chicks.
Yeah, no, I love Run the Jewels.
So the song's called Don't Get Captured. I thought it was a cool concept. Ooh. They're in like this haunted house, like the haunted mansion at Disney or whatever.
Jesse's the man.
Take a look.
This is a real DJ right here.
Yeah. You. Hello from the little shop of horrors. Ski mask like the Phantom of the Opera. Go cold like the land of Chicago. Child soldiers spray in a chopper. But you don't give a fuck, that's them though. Till a peasant put a pistol in your window. Hey, you ain't really need that chain. You ain't really need that rhyme. You ain't really need them things. Snow in the bluff showed up. With the slum to the city blown up. Now the white folks showed up. Everything about sold up. Niggas ass shot. Niggas pulled up. Politics so corrupt. Sold my black ass out. Real ain't color, my brother. In cabbage time, they put they white ass out. Truth been told, I'm out. Me in here, me in here, me in here.
Don't get captured.
No crying here, just do your dirt and disappear.
Don't get captured.
Then let go, take it slow and reappear.
Don't get captured.
Return to us, victorious, no pounds.
Don't get captured.
Run the Jewels, Don't Get Captured.
Don't get captured, man. Run the Chops or Run the
that
Jewels?
That is so dope. Like, really, my only question to them after this video would be, how much did that cost for you guys to make?
No, facts, man. Facts. But you know what? I'm glad they put so much effort into the music video. Like, people don't put effort into music videos anymore.
Okay. But that's why. And we won't play it. Sorry.
Jesse y'all plays no games.
I'm just saying, people get upset because we comment about things. I'm like, really? Really, people?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't think it in your fucking head?
Yeah, man, no.
Like, we live in a politically correct world where it's just like, look, you know what? It was a great song. Your video was trash because you didn't have the budget for it. I get it. Trust me.
Right.
That's why I don't put shit out.
Right.
Until I get the budget. It's taken me two years to put a web series out because of a fucking budget because I don't want it to look like trash. Why? Because if I put it out there, if I was sitting behind this desk, I would say it would look like fucking trash. And I don't want it to.
This guy's
okay?
preaching.
Thank
this guy's
you.
Preaching.
Yes,
Jesse.
All right, so let's
come
talk
through,
about
Jesse.
It. Leaders of the New Wave.
Leaders of the New Wave, man. Squad. Leaders of the New Wave is my squad, man. It's my crew. It's a couple of cats, man. It's me. It's Young Slade, of course. It's my dude, Chris O'Neill. He's an actor. He's got a show on Nickelodeon called How to Rock. He also has a show on Netflix. Then I have the twins. They're not really twins, but I call them the twins. They're brothers. They look just alike, and they're called Pre-Yacht. And then I have my homie, Cal Finney, and he's a director, and they video people. So we all do different things. But I feel like, man, the industry is a new wave right now. Everything about the industry is different. Like, you know, from the music, from the way things are ran. And not all of it's good. Not all of it is good. And I feel like we should lead the new wave, man.
What's one negative?
One negative about the industry. Okay, I'm gonna tell you. Nobody knows who they are. And what I mean by that is everybody says as both. And the thing is, because I feel like you have to know who you are as a person to know who you are as an artist. You know what I mean? Because I know, like, if you know me, you know I'm fun. You know, I'm excitable, I'm happy, you know what I mean? Like, that's me. And so my music reflects that, you know what I mean? My music reflects, you know, it's about having a good time. My performances are live because I'm lively, you know what I mean? But, like, people, like, you meet them in person and they're, like, real humble. They're like, yeah, man, you know, God is good and blah, blah, blah. They get on stage, these bitches ain't shit, you know what I mean? And it's just like, they don't make it for themselves. They make it for other people. And I just feel like, man, you should just be yourself as an artist and then let the people, let the fans come to you, man. Let them come and let it be, you know, real. You know what I mean? Because it's real. Once you're being yourself, the fans are going to come. You know what I mean? It's going to come and it's going to be, you know, real. It's not going to be no fake followers. Stop buying fake followers, bro. We know it's fake followers. Like, you have 50,000 followers with 10 likes. Stop it. Calm down. It doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, you have, yeah, you okay? I have a verified account. But you pay for it, though. Like, it's not, it doesn't really matter. You know what I mean? So, like, I'd rather take my 10,000 followers that are 10,000 real followers because I know those 10,000 real followers are going to support my thing. And my numbers will represent my impressions and stuff like that. So, like, I don't really get caught up in the numbers necessarily, but like,
it's hard to, because at first, like, for me, who's somebody who I wasn't, like, technology wasn't this back when I was out running from club to club. So then now it's like you start questioning your worthiness almost.
Yeah.
First, when you start seeing the plays, like,
yeah,
how come
true.
My streams are only this much?
Very
what
true.
Am I not marketing towards?
Yeah.
How come this do I need to take my shirt off?
Like, yeah, no, literally. No, like, literally, man. I it made me
so
question
everything. I need a sex tape. Like, yeah, that's what happened.
Look, man, I'm not trying to tell you to make a sex tape, but if you make a sex tape, it'll help out. I'm just saying it'll help out. It'll help out. Or you can date Blac Chyna.
Or could, Rob. And then
or
and
you
Rob
could date Rob and Blac Chyna.
I mean, in this world. After your Cancun story.
Well, yo, I'm telling you, well.
All right, so now you're gonna... Okay, I'm confused by this.
Okay.
We're gonna play a music video called Why So Serious.
Why So Serious.
But
Why So Serious.
Now I'm assuming you're dropping your first music video off your newest project.
Yeah, see, Why So Serious is more like a teaser. Okay. Why So Serious, I didn't want to call it a music video because it was literally, I made this song with my guy Rain Song, and it's called Why So Serious. And I called it Why So Serious because I'm a big comic book fan. If anybody knows me, they know I love anything comic, like Marvel, DC, Batman, you know, whatever. So I was like, man, I should call it Why So Serious, like the Joker. Shout out to the rest in peace of Heath Ledger. And I saw this painting around New Hollywood, and I was like, yo, that's the Joker's. I was like, yo, we should just get some shots right there. And Tone was like, nah, we should do a video. And I was like, but you know what I mean, but we made it work, man. We you know what I mean, we put some stuff together, man, and it came out really dope. It came out doper than what I expected it to be, man. So Why So Serious is just something I had to do with my guys, man. Shout out to Pre-Yacht, they did the video, and I did a song with my dude Ringtone, man. It's just a little fun teaser, man, to the, you know, official music video drops. That's, oh yeah, but you know, we get to it.
Let's take a look. Why hey. So Serious, Lil Wilt.
Why So
Why
Serious.
So serious.
I drew those cartoons. I drew those cartoons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a new Spider-Man. I got my new Spider-Man comic book. I'm lit.
Too loud is the crew. Damn, it's been a minute. I guess since I can live with you. It was. I barely remember. I barely remember. That was some gold in December. I was high. Champagne at the flow. Yeah. Damn, what a view. I done paid my dues, man. I done did my own thing. You ain't put your niggas, all this bitches in your crew, man.
Why you act so serious?
This,
my G's.
How does this go into Oh Yeah?
Oh Yeah, man. So Oh Yeah is the first official single. I did it with my dude Ringtone. Like, once again, Ringtone is my number one go to guy that I do all my music with. And so, you know what I mean, Ringtone, he did like tracks with Eminem. He did tracks with Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying? Like, he like, you know what I'm saying? He done so
You're
much stuff.
Hands.
Yeah, man. But like, I had to bring him out of, you know what I mean,
that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, he had to, you know what I mean? He cultivated me into, like, a real artist, man. I can say that. Like, when I first met, I was just a rapper, bro. Like, when I say just a rapper, like, I was like, I would want to battle rap anybody. You know what I mean? I was like, you rap? I will out-rap you right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was just focused on being the best rapper, man. But he turned me into, like, a real artist, man. So I feel like my music has grown immensely since working with Tone. And he's the guy, man. But yeah, so Oh Yeah, it's my first music video. We premiering it on Revolt TV.
Hey,
it's going down real crazy.
When is this happening?
July 27th, man. Shout out to my dude DJ Damage. DJ Damage has been showing me nothing but love. You know what I mean? He's playing it on the radio on 92.3, and so I'm just ready for people to see it, man. Because this is my first music video. Period. Like, you know what I mean? Like, ever. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's mean a lot. I'm scared because I'm like, man, I know people gonna hate it, but I know people gonna love it.
Why are people gonna hate it?
Because people are haters.
I mean, that's true.
That's it.
But you know what I've really learned about haters? And this is the difference between constructive criticism that Ooh. Might be a little, you know what I mean, harsh, mm-hmm. versus a hater is I didn't really realize that I was popping until I heard how many haters I had. I was
Ooh.
Like, oh.
Tell it.
Tell I'm it. On a little YouTube show.
Tell it.
Jesse's the man. Jesse J. Jesse J. And that's why I'm all for constructive criticism.
No, constructive criticism.
You know what I mean? But the thing is, you got to say it to people's face. You sit them down. You got to say it to their face. Hey,
you
welcome.
You have to say it to their face.
You know?
I just went through something like that.
I appreciate that you called that music video. You said it's not a music video.
Yeah.
It's like a prequel.
It's like a prequel, man. It's like a prequel. That's why we ended it like that, you know what I mean? Walking off and stuff like that, man. But, you know, oh, yeah, it's more fun, man. Like, all my music is going to be fun, man. All my music is about just having a good time. That's why I did Why So Serious, man, because it's not serious, man. It's just like just messing around, man. I'm making jokes and man, having a good time with my people, man. You know what I mean? Because life's too short, man. Life's too short to be worried about, you know, just negative stuff. Like, man, you're like... Like, just negative stuff, period, man. Like, why? Like, it's billions of people in the world, and you, this one person that just messed up your whole day? That one person? You know, it's not that deep.
It ain't, because guess what? They wasn't even a part of your life 2 days ago.
Man, you came this bitch alone, bro. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to leave this bitch alone.
And guarantee you, it's really easy to erase a person.
Mm-hmm.
It seems hard,
yeah,
but why it's actually really hard is because that means that you are an empathetic person, you're a good person,
yeah,
and you want to give people all these chances because you know that once you erase them,
yeah, it's over. Yeah.
There ain't no coming
back. Ain't no coming back, man.
From that.
Facts. Facts.
All right, let's get into our next video.
Let's check it out.
It is Kali Uchis.
Kali Uchis.
And with Georgia Smith, we've played her videos before, and the song is called Tyrant. Take a look.
All I hear is sirens, and the world's so violent. Would you be a tyrant if I gave you power? Would you take it all? Look me in my iris, I can read your silence. When everything is a riot, and quiet all around me go. Your loving is like a kaleidoscope. I don't wanna come down, keep spinning me round and round and round and round and round. Wanna seize the throne, but what would you do with all that control? I don't wanna come down, keep spinning me round and round and round and round and round. Word on the street, you got hoes. I disappear like El Chapo.
Kali Uchis.
Different.
Can somebody translate?
Right?
Nobody? Nobody?
Yeah, no, I can't.
I like it.
It's cute,
though.
Cute little sound. Yeah, very poppy.
Yeah, very poppy.
Throwing like a little, I could see like a little Uzi in there.
Yeah.
A little remix. Before we get into the last video, I want to put you on the spot.
Okay, let's go.
So Steve in the booth. I'm hoping that this is... I'm going to ask you to YouTube something right now.
Okay.
Red Hook Noodles.
Ooh.
You know who that is?
Red Hook Noodles.
They're producers on
YouTube. I like
YouTube.
Their name.
They do all these beats.
Okay.
And me and my roommates be putting them on.
Okay.
And we get high and we freestyle.
I like it.
But I can't remember which one I would want you to do. So let's try Red Hook Noodles. The song is called Pulse.
That's lit, man.
Hopefully this one is the one that I need. Or is it Savior? Yep. Oh, wait, what is this one? Sorry, I just listened to too much. Boom. Yeah. All right, Pulse. And that's your theme.
Okay, Pulse.
Don't know what this is going to sound like. Hopefully it sounds good.
Yeah. Woo. Here we go. Let me do this. Yeah. Alright. I got this. Let me put this one.
Beast bananas, watch a gorilla. Beat the mom to like who flow iller. Baby, I'm the ish, where the fuck's my pull up? Never looking down cause I'm too far up. 24 inch rims, 2-tone truck. Nuck if you buck up a cut, leave him stuck. Soon as I get off the mic, my dude, all these rappers get fucked up. Nigga, I'm the illest, all about my spinach. Food for thought, I can feed a village. Me, I'm a gift on this beat, I'm a present. Open up your mind and take it as a present. These peasants, obsessed with the aura, my essence. Weapons professing, teach a nigga lesson. Soon as I get off the mic, my dude, hallelujah, it's a blessing. Going in stupid like retards in a math class. Your flow is ass, y'all straight gas pass. I'm first in a race, y'all rappers just last. I'm above y'all niggas, y'all weed, y'all grass. Let me quit fronting, let me quit flexing. Been in more battles than the fucking world threatening. Will Rich gang, join the campaign. Bottle popping flow, girl, no champagne. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Alright.
I get to my mind, I get to my money like I'm all on my grind, I'm all on my money like, yeah.
Alright, we're gonna switch it up.
Yeah.
Now go to that one on the side that says, feel this pain.
Here we go, we feeling some pain in here.
Yep, feel this pain. We're
getting
pain.
Started. We're getting
see
started.
That one on the side right
you know
there?
What I'm saying? Whatever's in my
okay,
cup
we're
is
just
almost
gonna
gone.
Have fun right now, you know
whatever's
what I'm
in my cup is almost gone.
I'm assuming it's whatever you was drinking in can.
Whatever's in my cup is almost gone.
I'm on a different one, that's why. It's called Feel This Pain Red Hook Noodles. You know what I mean? This is why we love doing the show, because it's like we're live. We're
yeah. Live. Yeah, we in here.
Here with you. All right, so while he's going to pull that up, tell me about the Fresh Empire cartoon.
Yeah, man. Fresh Empire is his company. It's an anti-tobacco company for young teenagers, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we've been, it's not an anti-smoking company, because that's like what Dare was, and I think that's why people looked at Dare like it was corny. We're like anti-tobacco, you know what I'm saying? So we just, you know, it's a good little positive movement for the young people, man. We do it for the urban youth, you know what I'm saying? It's for us, by us, you know what I'm saying? Because there's not really a lot of outlets for them to. So we throw parties, throw concerts, and it's all free. We don't charge people to come to anything. It's all free. Like, we literally bring you, like, Sage the Gemini, Lil Yachty, all these people for free. And Lil Will, of course, you know what I'm saying? So
really?
Yeah, man, it's all free. Yeah, man, for free. So, yeah.
And that's so people can see that Fresh Empire cartoon.
Yeah, man. It's you can Google Fresh Empire, man, and it's dope, you know what I'm saying? And then, like I said, I got my cartoon coming out with DJ Young Slade. And then you saw some cartoons at the beginning of the Why So Serious video, and all, like I said, I drew all of those cartoons.
So you're getting them animated for a series?
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? We're working on some stuff, man. Working on I actually have a cartoon coming out with Slade, and it's me and my DJ. Like, that's what we're gonna call it. And it's loosely based on our real life. It's loosely based on us. And you know, it's remnants of Boondocks, I would say. Remnants. You know what I mean, as far as like the comedy and like everything like that. But I have a little elements of like some anime, so shout out to all my anime fans and everything. So, you know, it's going to be real dope, man. You know what I mean? I got to show you some more of the cartoon, man, so you get some exclusives, you know what I mean? So
I'm excited to see
lit.
That. And then, so Unexpected.
Yeah, the mixtape.
When is that dropping?
Unexpected mixtape, man. First off, this has been pushed back more times than Detox. But I'm definitely going to drop it in September. Gonna drop it in September because I want to put out the Oh Yeah video first, and then after that I'm gonna drop this mixtape, man. I got Eric Bellinger on it, I have Crooked Eye on it.
Ooh.
I have Drummer Boy, of course. I got my dude Cleo Thomas on it. I got so many people, man. I got I got so many people. I don't want to miss out nobody. Damn, I don't feel mad. I have a lot of people. So I have a lot of people on that mixtape, man. Working on it with executive producer my dude Raintone, of course, and production from like Jay Nari, production from Drummer Boy, production from PK. You know, he did Fine China for Chris Brown. Production from the legendary Troy Oliver. He did I'm Real by Jennifer Lopez. So it's so much stuff, man. So I'm just excited. I'm just excited for people to hear. The reason why I call it Unexpected though is because, you know, people know me. I feel like people know me, but they haven't heard the music yet. You know what I'm saying? So it's feel like, you know, they probably see me perform. I'm like, oh, man, you know, I just see you.
Because he's lit.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Or they see me kicking with somebody famous or whatever. Like, oh, you're that guy that's with... No, don't call me that guy to be with Drum Boy, that guy to be with The Game, or the guy to be with Lil Jon. I'm Lil Will. And this music is, you know what I mean? You get to know me after hearing my music, man. So
yeah. All right, we're going to play this freestyle real quick.
Yeah.
Second one.
Yeah.
Twice in a day.
Here we go.
The theme is Feel This Pain.
Feel This Pain. This is crazy.
Give the Hot Topic emo realness.
Every day I feel this pain.
Okay. Ooh. Even the mixtape.
Yeah. That beat is nice. Okay, listen. Here we go. Look. October 20th, I was 1-7. That was the day the Lord came and took my mom to heaven. There to the sky, and I'm looking for an answer. Like, why she gotta die from the devil called cancer? I try every day to look at that man in the mirror, but when I look back at him, he don't look familiar. So-called real guys need to realize you can't walk in my shoes, cause we don't wear the same size, but I... You know what I'm saying? Wait a minute, I like this track. Wait a minute, wait. 16, stay off the Batman. I do rap battles, eat opponents like Pac-Man. Young and freestyle, I don't need no hook. I got more dead presidents than history books. A lot of hot young rappers, y'all ain't hot as Lil Will. I stop little kids like birth control pills, and I've been real from the jump. I can't believe we elected Trump, Man, this is some bullshit, The bullshit, can't you pull it? Damn, the life that we live, it's real life, is what we give, Like Hollywood Live, though. Little Willa keep the live, though. We wrapping it up, man.
One more, wait. I want one more, and I have a new topic for you.
A new topic, give me a topic, man.
Steve, just pick a random one that says instrumental on
it. Hey, shout out to Steve. Shout out to Steve, man. Steve is on his job.
They're all good.
Steve is killing it.
Steve is. I know. Steve in the booth, he's probably like, Jesse, what the fuck?
He's moving.
You're going off.
You're going off script, Jesse. You're going off script, Jesse. All
right, the topic is Robin Black China.
Robin, oh, shit.
Let's go. I'm going to get you viral. Here we go. Here you are.
Oh, shit.
And I'm coursing to this type of
bitch. Rob is horrible. Jesse. Yeah. Woo. Yo, these dudes are crazy. Yo, Rob, I feel for you, bro. I feel for you. I kind of feel for you. Just a little bit. I think he really loved her. I think he really did. Yo, listen. This is for the heartbreak. I'm going to go in for Rob with his heartbreak, man. He's heartbroken right now. I'm sorry, Rob. I'm sorry, yo. Look, Rob, I know you like, you gotta do what I gotta. And yes, you still love that girl, but put it on your mama. But you can't handle her and handle all the drama, cause she did some bullshit and I still can't believe that. Me and you again, well, we'll never see that. Fools fall in love, girl, ain't tryna be that. Change the locks on my heart, I don't need your key back. Just put it in your pocket with your negative feedback. And I remember them memories, but girl, you shot me in my heart like I was one of the Kennedys. Nah, I can't take it, emotional assassination. She say she want me back, crying out in desperation. Well, I don't give a fuck, I'm looking for a replacement girl. Damn, you used to be my whole world, but now we're through. Now what should I do? I need to get up off my ass, just do what I gotta do, cause we do. The cars that we crashing in, even though I'm a Kardashian. I love your vagina, but I got killed in Black China.
Hey.
Yeah.
Shout out to Lil Will right there. That was everything
yo.
In the entire world.
Yo, I'm telling you. Yo, shout out to Robin Black China, yo. I've been roasting her on Instagram.
Yo, I literally sent your post.
Yo.
About the removing of the wit. Like,
yo,
I literally died.
Yo, people have been stealing that joke. Like, people have been reposting it on their shit. And people have been tagging me, though. People like, yo, Lil Will, people are stealing your jokes. But, like, on my impressions, I have, like, 15,000 impressions on that post, so I know people have seen it. So I'm like, when I see it on other people, I'm like, damn, man, you know, just give me some credit, man.
But honestly, that's what, as a DJ, that's what scared me. I did the first mix I ever put on YouTube.
Yeah.
It was a Blondie and, oh my God.
Yeah.
There's a Blondie remix I did, and I put it on YouTube as an audio file.
Right.
And someone took it.
Wow.
And they made music videos. Like, it was like when YouTube first came out, people released like other videos.
Yeah.
To, like Britney Spears, Janet Jett, like all these people to the song. And I was just like, oh no.
Right.
How do you ever get credit for something like that?
That's crazy, so man. See, I know, man. See, people have been stealing my jokes, man. And the people are like, yeah, man, I seen your joke on somebody else's page. And I'm like, yeah, they stole it. You saw I posted it first. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it's cool, man.
I tell my jokes. Right here.
Yeah, man. I do my freestyles right here, man. Live. We live, baby.
All right, so we got this last video. Her name is Dua Lipa, and
Dua Lipa.
Her album is everything. So
I want to do her.
Look her up.
I want to do her Lipa.
Well, she has some new rules, and that's the name of the song. Take
new
a
rules.
Look.
Let's check her out. Let's check her out.
Talking in my sleep at night, making myself crazy, out of my mind, out of my mind. Wrote it down and read it out, hoping it would save me. Nobody else, but my love, he doesn't love me, so I tell myself, one, don't pick up the phone, you know he's only calling cause he's drunk and alone, two, don't let him in, you have to kick him out again, three, don't be his friend, you know you're gonna wake up in his bed in the morning, and if you're under him, you ain't getting over him, I got no rules, I count him. Pushing forwards, but he keeps pulling me backwards.
No way to turn.
Now I'm standing back from it. I finally see the pattern.
I never loved.
For my love, he doesn't love me, so I tell myself, I do. One, don't pick up the phone. You know he's only calling because he's drunk and alone. Two, kick him out again, free. Don't be a stranger. You know you're gonna wake up in his bed in the morning. And if you're under him, you ain't getting over him. I got no rules, I count him.
Dua Lipa, new rules.
Yo, Jesse, yo, I have to say this about you. You have played the best music I've ever heard on any show.
Oh.
And I think it's just because you give people a chance. You just care about good music. You don't care about the name. So I fuck with that, bro. I fuck with you for that. You the man for that.
I appreciate you. Yes, no, honestly, like, I just can't. Like, I can't with, like, the names. I can't. Like, I just be on my iTunes and it's like, I'm like a hoarder. And
yeah.
A hoarder.
Yeah.
I will search for people. Like this bitch.
Yeah.
But the Red Hook noodles, y'all. If you guys, I don't know how y'all are. But like, if you get high and tipsy with your friends and always looking like for some freestyles.
Shout out to the Red Hook noodles.
Check them out. They're fucking dope. But I want to start this now. I'm just going to do this here.
Yeah.
If you guys were always looking for like music videos and things like that, I want to add another element to the show. Instead of me finding this stuff on YouTube, if you guys have a beat that you would like promoted on the show, we'll create like a little catalog where you guys can send in your beats. No one can make a song off it, whatever the case is. And we'll have the artists come in.
I like that.
And we'll just pull from the catalog and we'll promote you as a producer.
But you know what? I did it first. Jesse's idea. But I did it first. So when all these other rappers come up here, they got to rap just as good as I did. If they don't, then Jesse will
I'm
cut you off.
I'm trying to think, how many people we have free? We've had a couple people freestyle.
But see, I want to do with the new producers. It's like Red Hook Noodles. Shout out to Red Hook Noodles. I got to find them.
No, they're huge. Like,
I got to find them, man.
They're another
world. We got to work.
Red Hook Noodles and Danny Devastation. If you haven't left
Danny
or walked away from this situation with anything, Will, those are the two names that I need you to have
I'm
in
definitely,
your brain.
Yeah.
And as for you guys at home, make sure you guys check out Lil Will. Where can everyone follow you?
Yeah, everybody can follow me at Who Is Lil Will on Instagram and Snapchat, Real_Lil Will on Twitter. And, of course, you can go on drumsquad.com. And you know what I'm saying? And you can also catch me in your girlfriend's bedroom. Every now and then, everyone
on
Saturdays.
The beach.
Damn it, Jesse.
So all you need is cocaine.
Damn it, Jesse.
We want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at BHL The Beat across all social media platforms. And if you guys have a music video or a friend has a music video, send it on over to BHLTheBeat@gmail.com. You guys can keep in contact with me at DJ Jesse J.
Yeah. That's the man.
Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Christie, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.